This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This phrase came up in our morning news meeting today, courtesy of our Washington Bureau Chief Betsy Streisand. We were talking about how some companies are, and here's Betsy's quote, looking to recapture their elite market. Case in point, Ralph Lauren. The company reported profits this morning and did quite nicely, thank you, courtesy of a rebranding effort that has them selling fewer items for more money. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports that's a strategy that's worked for luxury brands for years, a slide into discount territory and then a recovery as a high-end purveyor.
If you shell out thousands for a handbag, you don't want to see a Maxinista toting the same bag that she bought for way less. When it comes to luxury fashion, exclusivity is key.
If everybody has access to a product or a brand, it doesn't really make it that desirable anymore.
That's Jeff Gallick, marketing professor at Carnegie Mellon University. That's what makes the luxury sector unique, says Sucharita Kadali, retail analyst with Forrester Research.
And having your products be more coveted is often something that can drive higher earnings.
But staying exclusive, not so easy for mid-level luxury brands like Ralph Lauren. In the wake of the recession, not enough people wanted to buy their luxury stuff, but they kept making it. So those companies dumped more and more of it into discount stores. And consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow says that led to oversaturation. And
they lost a really valuable brand image.
And along with it, they're higher-end shoppers, key to their financial success. But these days, some brands are pulling back from discounting and only selling at top dollar.
It's difficult to do a rebranding, but it's not impossible.
That's Jenny Vrilou, who runs the Yale Center for Customer Insights. She says the real challenge is changing shoppers' beliefs.
Getting back that mystique and desirability that they once had for the brand.
Fashion houses make decisions when they have too much. They can sell items at a discount or do what Burberry and other exclusive brands do, literally burn their excess inventory. Bottom line, for brands, the middle is a hard place to be. People either want to spend a lot or a little. So brands are picking a strategy, either going up or down the market. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.